This is our opportunity to pray for others in a kind of an intercessory time. But it's more than that. You know, the scripture encourages us that when we come together, you know, one has a psalm, another a hymn, another word of encouragement. You know, I actually believe that God speaks to all his people all the time. Sometimes we struggle to listen adequately. But when we hear and we've got something that's burning on our heart to share, to encourage us all, this is a good time to bring that. This is a great time to bring that. And a burden, you know, that this is a family time as the people of God when we come together. This is a family time. And I had a call from Jim Duncan this morning. He's had a little time in hospital. He's had some things going on there, so we could pray for Jim. Anyone else that comes to mind? I think we certainly pray for the ladies out at camp over this time. That God would do something significant for them, to bless them. And ladies of the fellowship here have had an input into that. Primary ladies, I guess, in terms of baking and goodies. So is there anything that people would like to share, anyone would like to share with us that for our encouragement, edification, building up?
Just to give you an update on Shelley, the reason they have to do a few more chemos on her is to make really sure that they've got all of the, but why she's back in hospital again is when they do the chemo, it takes all the immune system down and her blood count has to come back up again. So they're really just waiting for it to come back up again, and then they'll send her home for another week if that's okay. And then she's got two more chemos to go through just to really make sure that they have got it. At the moment, there's nothing showing, and sort of we're really believing that God has answered prayer and that there really is nothing there, which is really cool. Yeah.
Esther and I were both out at the camp yesterday, and I'm not going today, I did my camp yesterday.
Right.
And it's just awesome to see these women with such huge health needs being blessed by the number of people that have come in to do things for them. Highlight for me was one lady coming down off the stage. She has a mild dementia, trying to bring up a grandchild on her own. I was chatting with her support worker. And to say, look at me, and this beam on this woman's face, or the hair beautifully done. They're putting artificial nails on them, they're massaging their feet. You're putting an amazing time, Esther, with your ladies there, too, did you?
Just talking with them and the burdens that they carry on their shoulders. But just at camp, there's just a real sense of peace and rest, and these girls are being completely blessed, so thank you for everyone that's contributed food or otherwise prayer. They just, they're shining, some of those ladies that arrived with massive burdens on their shoulders, so keep praying.
Wonderful.
I just wonder if we can take just a moment, just first off to pray. This is people who are coming in, they had needs, and I just wonder if we can just take that time just to pray for the things that they've got going on with themselves, because God is here and he doesn't want us to carry those things back out the door again. And it would be just so cool that whatever's going on with you, and if you're completely well, that's great, and maybe thinking of somebody else out there that really needs that prayer, but whatever's going on with you, we just have a moment and just put your hand on whatever it is and pray for that thing, because God's a God of healing, and I believe collectively like this is a good place to start.
So I'd encourage you, thank you by the way for that, Leanne, not to pray for it, but to pray it out.
A wee thing that goes in with that. Yesterday I had a great time outside Mitre 10 with Brian Kelly, and he's just rejoicing in what the Lord has done in his life, because he's been in hospital and he's made a tremendous recovery. It's just wonderful. We were just talking there how the Lord supports us in all this, and it was just a great time. What the Lord has done in his life.
Excellent. Okay, people with needs. I think we've got about one more week to go. One more week for Kay. or a little bubs comes into the world. Let's spend some time together and pray. Tell me when the date is so I can put it in the machine that gets it right, because I messed up this morning. So.
Can I just, in regards to what Leanne said, and just for the sake of our faith, that I've had back issues most of my life, and, well, since having babies most of my life. It feels like most of my life. And just recently it really flared up really bad, and I thought, oh, gee, I'm going to have to go back to the doctor, back to the osteopath, etc. And I just thought, no, God has the ability to heal. He's told us that. So I've been looking into that, and I thought, no, God's given me the ability to take authority, that I have the ability to heal. So I thought, right. So I went to work. It was a week and a half, actually, of seeking it, finding it, and then really in faith declaring it. I went to bed in agony, woke up completely free, have done 3 weeks of gardening, etc., etc.
Wonderful.
And so, you know, wonderful. God has given us authority to heal.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Be convinced that God wants to do something. If you have a measure of faith, if you come with a teaspoon, that's what you're going to get. If you come with a Big Mac truck, that's what you're going to get. That may sound a little strange, but that's the way it works. So let's come together and pray. Pray for each other, pray for needs in your own body or emotions or wherever it might be, and for those other things that we mentioned. Let's do that together.
Oh, gracious Father, we just think of Jim and Margaret Duncan this morning. I would just pray, Father, that they might know your peace, your fellowship with them. Just pray, Father, for those who have responsibility for the medical treatment. We just pray, Father, that every problem is that they may know your healing.
Yes.
And we just pray, Father, that your peace be with them at this time. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So we thank you for Jim and Margaret, and well, we just turn your attention to what is required, Lord, and we speak your healing, speak your wholeness to Jim in his condition right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you call on us to rejoice with those who are rejoicing, to grieve with those who are grieving, to share things that are of value. And Lord, we just thank you for those reports of things to rejoice in today. Lord, we just bless Brian and Elaine Kelly. Thank you for their faithfulness and their standing up for your truth for many, many years. Lord, thank you that we can rejoice with Brian in this situation.
Lord, remember the women out at camp at this time. Pray that this last day for them might be a day of refreshment and rejoicing. And that even though there's not a great Christian emphasis in that camp, that they might tweak something of your greatness and your love for them.
Right.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Right now we take a little bit of faith, Father. And Lord, we look at a great big God who absolutely, totally adores and loves us. And Lord, we place our eyes on you and we take that faith in our hands. And Lord, we declare now to whatever that need is in our body, be healed, be whole, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that your peace would come right now. Lord, I declare that your love would manifest on us and in us right now. And I thank you, Lord, for the joy that is in our lives, Father, to bubble up and over, that we may Lord, take what we've been given, Lord, and take it out.
Mm.
And declare that healing to others in Jesus' name. We give you thanks.
Right.
We give you honour in this place.
Mm. Right.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Mm. We receive it.
Yes. Lord, we all have needs. We have bodies that are not working as they should be. Lord, we thank you today that you are the one who is the all-sufficient one. And the amazing thing is, Lord, that you live within us. And I ask on behalf of us, Lord, that there would be a release of your work by the power of your Spirit in our bodies, in our emotions, right this minute, in the wonderful name of Jesus. And Lord, those people and situations that we've spoken of today, Lord, that you would bless them, you would encourage them, convince them of your love for them. Lord, that you're for them, not against them. And Lord, the things that we can't understand, we bring before you as the one who is the God who understands and knows it all, and we don't, but we trust you. So we do this today in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for that.